Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want. Launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights per week. So join us over on the website, freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content by submitting different things you find online. Maybe it's something like a blog post or a fun YouTube video, or it could be completely serious as well. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you submit it and others will vote. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. At freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty to talk about tonight on the way. JJ's going to tell us about the beginnings of Hollywood and what it had to do with avoiding copyright. Of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Although I wanted to share an email that came in here from Ben regarding a conversation we had earlier this week with Bernard von Notthaus. As you may be aware, Bernard von Notthaus is facing up to 22 years in prison. Why? Well, it's not like he murdered half a dozen people in Haditha, Iraq, like the army guy there, the Marine that has been completely, you know, not sentenced to anything. No. Bernard von Notthaus is facing 22 years in prison because he made something that competes with the federal government. He made an alternative currency, the Liberty Dollar, a real value-backed currency with real silver and gold backing it that threatens the legitimacy of the state. And they can't have their legitimacy threatened. So, I mean, he's looking at the rest of his life in jail. He's in his 60s right now.
Right, and never mind that the Constitution says only gold and silver shall be legal tender or whatever, you know.
I mean,
regardless, the Constitution, just a piece of paper.
Yeah, we all know that the Constitution doesn't mean anything to these people, and so we had Bernard on the show to encourage people to write to the judge in the case and to essentially, you know, ask for forgiveness, mercy. Please, you know, don't sentence this guy to 22 years. Maybe give him time served and let him go. And so that was the intention of the interview, but also gave us a chance to talk about the Liberty Dollar and what it was. And Ben says, Ian, I'd be careful with holding up Bernard von Notthaus as a hero. I'm sure you're familiar with the Lou Rockwell article on the case, and I feel like maybe I've seen it. But anyway, he says, my understanding is that merchants were actively encouraged to return Liberty Dollars as change, even while they were fully aware that the spot price of the silver in the coin was less than the supposed value of the Federal Reserve notes being conveyed. Since you apparently were an associate, did you encourage merchants to be candid about this fact? It's hard for me to imagine that most ordinary people would accept the coin in lieu of actual Federal Reserve notes if they had then complete information that the merchant had simply bought the coin for less money than was being returned. Do you understand what
I see what he's saying. What was the denomination on the silver round?
It would depend on the value of silver. So.
Right, but did he put a denomination on the round itself?
Right, and this is one of the critiques of the Liberty Dollar,
right,
which is a valid critique, that it's not a very good method of transferring silver around because it's got a U.S. dollar denomination,
right,
on it. And it was essentially was the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So when you create a product in the marketplace, you put a suggested retail price on it, and retailers can retail it for whatever they want, but you kind of come up with that MSRP. And essentially that's what this was you have a 1 ounce silver piece, and Bernard von Notthaus had minted it with an MSRP right on the piece. So when, as a Liberty associate, which I was, I was buying these pieces in the beginning days, back when silver was, believe it or not, like $9 an ounce. I was buying it for $9 and change per ounce, and it had a $10 mark. It had a $10 marking on it. So the idea was you would spend one of them and spend it at a $10 value, and therefore there was a financial incentive for you to spend that money as opposed to hoarding it. Now, there's nothing wrong or dishonest about that. When somebody is accepting something in the marketplace, they're accepting it because they value it.
Right.
You're telling somebody, I'm going to give you an ounce of silver. It has $10 written on it, but that's just the suggested value of it. They can accept that ounce of silver at $20, or they can accept that ounce of silver at $5. They can accept that ounce of silver at whatever it's worth to them. And I mean, I understand what Ben's saying here. He's saying if you're not fully, above board with all of the, you know, individual details on how the currency works, that somehow that's deceptive. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that what the suggestion was, was that Liberty Associates, people distributing the Liberty Dollar, should go to merchants and attempt to get them to become basically distribution points for the Liberty Dollar, to get merchants to carry Liberty Dollars in their cash register and then offer them as change to their customers as a way to get them spent into the community, which is, seems like a good idea to me.
Sure.
And so the proposal from the Liberty Dollar at the time as to how that should be done. How should the merchant do this? Like, what's the best way to get this silver into people's hands? And the idea was you would suggest to the customer that, well, I could give you change in these, or I could give you change in silver. Which would you like? And then, you know, let the customer decide, well, I'll take the FRNs, or, oh, that looks cool, I'll take one of those. Right? So the,
right.
the idea was to give them the choice. So it wasn't as though that the marketer or the vendor was just handing people silver back for change and saying, here, you have to take this. They were supposed to be giving them a choice. So that was the way that it was promoted.
And I think most, in my experience, at least, I know that most people who trade in silver are very upfront about what's going on. And people who want the silver, who will accept it, they are also very much in the know as to what the spot price is and how much silver is in each coin, if it's junk silver, so to speak. So I think most of the public that trades in silver is educated, knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those individuals who perhaps got a silver round as part of their change, well, that might just spur them to learn about it and actually further the accepting population who uses silver and knows about silver. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a totally educational concept, the Liberty Dollar. The purpose of it was to educate people, which is why it had faults. Because it, you know, they didn't just have an ounce weight on there, and that's all. They had that suggested price, which made it tricky to handle when the value of silver kept going up, because you had to get reminting, and we'll touch on that here in a moment. But let's go back to the issue of the question of, well, there was this markup on it, right? So people were buying it for less than the value that was printed on it, and then they were offering it to people at the value that was printed on it. And the suggestion from Ben here is that that's dishonest, and that's not right. But the fact is, banks get dollars at a discount too. The high-level banks that are buying dollars from the Federal Reserve, they're getting those at a discounted rate as well. So banks are doing the exact same thing. They're incentivized with a discounted rate on buying money from the Federal Reserve, as I understand it at least, to, you know, I don't know what they're paying. It's like 50 cents on a dollar or something like that, or I don't know what the amount is, but they're not paying full price for those things.
Right.
So that's happening at all different levels. It's acceptable to mark a product up when you're bringing it to the marketplace. And this is a product. It's a product.
That's right.
So
I personally have the viewpoint that value is determined at the point of sale and
right.
the exchange that happens. You can value something at whatever you want, but it's the two individuals who trade it who actually determine what the value really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm under no obligation to reveal to the customer all of the details about the insides of how the Liberty Dollar process works. And there's no obligation there. I just offer them an ounce of silver as change, and if they want to take it, they can take it. If they want the FRNs, they can take that too.
And needless to say, individuals who might have gotten a Liberty Dollar in the past and maybe whenever they were shortchanged, if they're still holding on to that dollar now, they've made money, okay? Because the price of silver since then, you bought it at $9 or $8.
$9 a pop, yeah.
Right. So now it's, what, 34?
30-something.
30-something,
yeah.
You know. So, as Ben says,
right.
You know, maybe some people might have had that option to be sort of, I wouldn't say fraudulently given these, but just they're confused about it. They're not fully informed.
I suppose someone could get really upset about, you know, oh my God, my 50 cents. I didn't get my 50 cents back out of that transaction, but you did get an ounce of silver back.
Right.
You know, again, he's getting all upset about it not being the same value in FRNs as what was paid for it. And sorry, that just doesn't really fly with me. 855-453. But he does have a question about the transition price and how the Liberty Dollar would have to step up in value at a certain point. So it started at $10 an ounce, but obviously once silver goes over $10 an ounce, then it's not worth $10 an ounce anymore. It's going to have to be worth something else. And so they bumped it up to 20, and that created some problems, some legitimate problems. And Ben's going to touch on that in a moment here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It was not the perfect alternative currency, but it was the only one.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Certainly, you're welcome to share your thoughts on the Liberty Dollar. The suggestion from our emailer here is that it was fraudulent. Do you agree? 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And JJ.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system. You can find show notes there as well as all kinds of discussions with other Free Talk Live listeners. And it's free like everything else on our website. bbs.freetalklive.com. You know, since we're talking about alternative currencies like the Liberty Dollar, it behooves us to discuss an alternative currency that is impossible for the federal government to stop. I believe that because the Bitcoin is completely decentralized. Problem with the Liberty Dollar, and it had its share of problems. One of the biggest problems was the fact that it was incredibly vulnerable to federal intervention, meaning if the feds wanted to, and they did, the feds went to the Liberty Dollar offices, and they raided them, and they went to the vault, the mint, where a lot of the Liberty Dollars were being stored, and they let them right in. And they took all of the money. They took all of the gold and silver, and they still have it. And Bernard von Nothaus hoping he can somehow get it back for people. I think he's probably not going to be very successful at that. But all that said, he's trying to get the money back. But they took it all because it was all in one place. It's easy for them to do that. They're a gang. They're a criminal gang, and people are afraid of them. They're going to go in, and they're going to put guns to people's heads, and they're going to get exactly what they want. And the Bitcoin doesn't suffer from that problem. It's completely decentralized. It doesn't exist in any one place. It exists in millions of places because the Bitcoin is essentially a peer-to-peer currency. There's no government who's in charge. There's no government who issues it. There's no corporation in charge. No corporation issues it. It's an open-source, peer-to-peer currency. And that means that it can't be counterfeited. It can't be inflated. It's the first one in the world. It started out back in, I think, around 2008. It's become far more popular today. It allows people to transact things on the Internet without going through any of the gatekeepers. You don't have to have a bank account. You don't have to have a credit card. You don't have to have good credit. You don't have to go through a corporation. You don't have to do any of those things. You just download the Bitcoin client, and you join the network, and then you can accept and send Bitcoins. It's that simple. And it's basically digital cash for the Internet. MemoryDealers.com is also offering physical Bitcoins you can hold in your hands, which make for interesting conversation starters, which is kind of the original purpose behind the Liberty Dollar, was to start people talking about alternative currencies. And now you can do that with a Bitcoin through MemoryDealers.com. That's MemoryDealers.com. And if you don't know much about Bitcoin, go and learn more at WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com. It's a fascinating currency, and we accept them here at Free Talk Live. You can go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com to send in a Bitcoin into our tip jar, or more than one if you'd like, although they're worth $6 a piece right now, and they've been as high as 30 and been as low as less than a buck a piece. So it's a whole new world out there with Bitcoin. Again, weusecoins.com to learn more about it. All right, so we're reading an email here from a listener who's got some concerns. I guess he read a Lou Rockwell piece with a lot of critique about the Liberty Dollar. And the night we had Bernard von Nothaus on, after updating on his legal situation where he's facing 22 years in prison for making an alternative currency in this country that competed with the federal government, that's why they came after him. I outlined some of the critiques of the Liberty Dollar, some valid critiques of the Liberty Dollar, critiques that, you know, even I was concerned with as someone who was operating as a Liberty Dollar associate in the past. But what I understood was that there was nothing else out there. You know, for all the people that had critiques of the Liberty Dollar, zero of those people started their own alternative currency. So it's always easier to bring down somebody else. It's always easier to be the critic than it is to be the doer who actually does something else.
Well, some would say it's easier to be the academic than the activist.
No doubt about it. You can sit in your ivory academic tower and study all your books and write all your papers, but what the hell good does that really do in the long run? When people aren't, if you're not willing to stand up for what you believe in.
Right.
Bernard von Nothaus put his life, his career on the line simply to get the word out about this currency. It doesn't seem as though it was a very wealth-generating thing for him, in that he had to ask for help with paying his legal bills. So it's not like Bernard von Nothaus was out there living large in a big mansion, driving around in limos because of this. I don't know if you had a chance to meet him that one year at the Liberty Forum.
I met him briefly, yes.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't strike you as a real wealth-flashing kind of...
No, he doesn't strike me as a wealthy man who's just flaunting money. No.
I mean, that's not to say he's not socking it all away in some foreign bank account or something like that. But, he did this and took a serious risk, and he did it and introduced a whole lot of people to the idea of alternative currency. But yet some guy on LouRockwell.com decides he's going to take him down with his article and critique him left and right, which is fine. Critique is fine, but to suggest that it's wrong to market a product at a price that's slightly higher than what you paid for it, and not tell everybody that that's what you're doing? You know, when you walk into the store and you buy a product off the shelf, do you have to be, does it have to be explained that the business owner didn't pay as much for the bottle of Coca-Cola as you are, as the customer?
I think it's not. Not only does it not need to be explained, but it's supposed to be common knowledge that they make money off of this sale.
Right.
That's why they're in business. That's why they are able to open the doors and let you buy their products, because they make money.
So that was the first critique in this email here, and it's really weak. But the second one's a really good critique. He says, I can kind of get at the boundaries, but the reminting thing bothers me the most. Perhaps you can shed some light on the $10 to $20 transition. Did this happen when the spot price of silver crossed somewhere close to $10? If merchants were returning coins with $11 FRN of silver rather than a $20 FRN bill, that in my mind is very problematic. When that occurred, did the price of Liberty dollars that Knothouse would sell to associates spike closer to 20? I'm curious who actually got most of the spread when coins were reissued with a higher face value. So what he's referring to is the fact that they put this MSRP on the coin, or on the Liberty dollar, and that was one of the real problems with the Liberty dollar, was because it meant that you had to remint the thing if you wanted to have a new MSRP. So when the price of silver crossed a certain 30-day moving average, and I don't remember what it was, I think it was $15, but I don't remember. It's been a decade. And so they would then mint new Liberty dollars with a $20 value printed on them instead of 10. Because if the price of silver is $15 and you come to somebody with an ounce of silver that says $10 on it, why are they going to give you 15 for it? It says $10. I don't want to give you 15 for it. Then you have to explain to them, well, the price of silver went up, and you know, this is an old coin, and so therefore it's worth more now. I mean, it could be explained, but it makes it difficult.
I think the idea of putting a dollar amount on it, it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, I don't like associating it with the fiat currency of the United States, because obviously that's a flawed system.
Right.
But on the other hand, it does make it an easy way to communicate. To say that
quickly,
very quickly, I can give you a three coins in my hand. They each have a dollar amount. You can add that up, and we can get some idea of what kind of value there is. It might not be the exact value, because the silver's price fluctuates based on how far the dollar is going to crash, which it will. But in the end, I think communication is very important in sales. If you can't communicate how much you want for something or how much you can give for something, you can't really buy it. In many cases.
Right, and the idea behind the Liberty Dollar was as a communicative tool, as an idea to get ideas out. And so that's why it wasn't just another ounce of silver. You can get ounces of silver anywhere, but
sure,
this was an ounce of silver, you know, with a website, a phone number, it had a suggested MSRP, etc. So I think it was problematic, this whole, jump up to $20 thing, because of some of the things that Ben was talking about. It was one of the big faults of the Liberty Dollar, but nobody ever jumped in to compete with them. So what else are you going to do? I guess you're just going to complain. It's Free Talk Live.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respirin 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, the solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The webcam is one of the features. You can go watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the stuff on our site, it's totally free. Now then, Vaporsmiths.com is where you can go to learn more about the e-cigarette that is taking the, at least from what I've seen, the activist community by storm. There's a whole lot of people up here that have decided to grab onto the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com because, well, it seems like it's a no-brainer to me. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I've actually tried the Vaporsmiths, and I like them. I think they're incredible. It's an incredible product. It's well-built. It's one of the highest quality e-cigarettes you can get in the marketplace today, and it's free when you buy 40 cartomizers. Now, you get the free standard starter kit, which actually includes two e-cigarettes. So you've always got one of them that you can have charged. So if one of them, you know, you lose it, they run on batteries. So one loses its charge, you switch to the other one, you plug the first one on the charger, and you've always got one that's charged up for you. The benefits are immediate of using Vaporsmiths. Immediately, you're going to smell better because you don't have smoke to deal with anymore. It's not going to permeate your car seats. It's not going to permeate your house. It's not going to permeate your clothing.
Well, yeah, I was wearing my sweater yesterday, and I as a smoker, I couldn't like lie on the bed and wear my sweater, this hoodie, at the same time because all I could smell was cigarette smoke. And yeah, it was just disgusting. I was like, oh, time to wash.
The Vaporsmiths can change that for you. And not only that, it's going to be healthier for you as well. You don't deal with the secondhand smoke objections. There's no smoke. It's vapor. It doesn't smell anything like cigarette smoke. it's pleasant. In fact, some of them, there are some cigarette flavors as far as like Camel. There's like kind of like a Camel-like flavor, a Marlboro-like flavor. But there's also cherry, vanilla, and menthol, and some other really tasty flavors as well. And so you can get whatever works best for you. But if you order 40 cartomizers or more, and a cartomizer is the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes, use coupon code FTL and you'll get that free standard starter kit. So, plus, you'll get free shipping on orders over $60. So go to Vaporsmiths.com, get hooked up with the e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, 855-2-GET-VAPOR is their number, and that's Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL and get your free starter kit with purchase of 40 cartomizers or more. As we continue here, we're talking about the Liberty Dollar. And then still to come here, the motion picture industry, a little bit of history that JJ is going to share with us. Interesting stuff coming there. But the critique, there's a critique here in an email from Ben, and it's a good critique. He's talking about the dollar price that was listed on the Liberty Dollar. Now, the Liberty Dollar was the most popular alternative currency in the United States a decade ago. And it was several years ago that the Liberty Dollar organization was raided by the feds. The man who started it, Bernard von Nothaus, we've had him on the show a number of times, and he is facing 22 years in prison for basically competing with the Federal Reserve. And his open reason for doing this, he formed an organization called NORFED, the National Organization for the, I think, Reform of the Federal Reserve or the Removal of the Federal Reserve. He wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. It was his goal was to compete it out of business by creating something better, by creating this Liberty Dollar. And it was a brilliant currency, had all kinds of great anti-counterfeiting features in it, and actually also had a very pretty, polished-looking silver piece. It was very impressive. When you took it out to a retailer and you tried to pay with something with it, you're usually going to get some really interesting comments from people like, wow, what's that? Because it's big, it's shiny, it feels like it's a real coin.
And there's intrinsic value.
Yes. And you can tell something's valuable about it just by looking at it.
It feels heavy.
Right. It has weight to it. So you'd drop it in someone's hand, and they'd realize this is not your average government coin. In fact, it wasn't a government coin. And anyway, he's facing 22 years in prison. And so people kind of after the fact are remarking that, well, maybe he could have done things differently. Well, maybe he could have. Or maybe you could have. Maybe you, the critics, could have gone out there and created a better alternative currency. But no, it's a lot easier to write essays over at lewrockwell.com and complain about things. But that said, there are some valid critiques. And the most valid critique, in my mind, is the idea that the coin had the silver piece, had a suggested retail value on it. And that made things difficult when the price of silver, inevitably, it's going to go up. So the price of silver did go up eventually, and they had to increase the value on the Liberty Dollar, which meant that if you had the old Liberty Dollars, you had to send them in to get them reminted, which cost money. And then, of course, they raised the price on the Liberty Dollar. And Ben's question is here that when silver went over a certain level, you know, at what level did the price of the Liberty Dollar jump to? How much of a spread was there between what the person who was the marketer of the Liberty Dollar was paying for the coin and what they were actually marketing it at? And there was a bit of a spread for a little while, which made me uncomfortable as somebody who was a Liberty Dollar associate. I didn't feel right buying something at, say, $15. Again, I don't remember what all the numbers were and at what times. It's been too long. But let's just say it was $15 cost of silver, or the cost of silver would have been like $15, and then, of course, it costs the Liberty Dollar money to turn silver, raw silver, into dollars. So the actual cost of the Liberty Dollar was always higher than the cost of silver for that reason. So maybe you're looking at $16 or $17 for the Liberty Dollar, because you have to pay for the minting, you have to pay for the marketing, you have to pay for the Liberty Dollar organization, somebody to sit there and answer the phones, that right. sort of thing. So there was cost involved there. And but let's just say it was $16, and the actual cost on the coin was $20. You know, when the spread got a little large is when I got uncomfortable with marketing it as a $20 piece. I was less than likely to market the coin at that point. I was more likely to take them and put them in a safe and wait until it got closer to $20.
Right.
It wouldn't be as big of a deal to market a $20 coin that cost $19 than a $20 coin that cost $15. It didn't feel as right to me.
Sure, and I'm sure there's a lot of individual vendors who went through that same sort of scenario that you went through, our merchants, that they decided, well, you know, it's not where I want it to be, and I can't, because it'll take too much explanation for the customer,
right.
and I don't have that time when I make the sale, so I'm just going to hold on to it. And eventually it became worth $20
sure
in
did.
Silver, and now it's worth far more than $20 in silver. So as far as I'm concerned, when you have a silver-backed or a gold-backed currency, I mean, I don't put a dollar sign on it, but even if you did, it's probably going to, that dollar sign is probably going to be eclipsed by the value of the currency pending the coming dollar crash. So.
Right, and actually it turned out that the dollar sign was one of the problems where the government was easily able to come after them, because it made it so the government could say, well, see, you put a dollar sign on it, we own that. We own the dollar sign, so therefore you can't use that. So that was one of their points in claiming that it was counterfeit, which, of course, is nonsense. It's clearly not counterfeit. All you have to do is look at it and see, you know, how many dollars, how many coins from the government have a website or a phone number on them.
Well,
none of them.
It also smacks of sort of the IP issue, the intellectual property, whereas, like you said, the United States government believes they own the dollar sign and anything that you put a dollar sign on. So it's sort of an IP thing. Well, you can't use my trademark. Well, I'm not using a trademark. I'm trying to communicate. Well, that's too bad. It's counterfeiting.
Not only that, they claim that they own the term coin.
They own the term coin.
Right. So when you got into the Liberty Dollar, you'd get some instructions from the Liberty Dollar people, and one of the things they said in there was, "Do not call this a coin."
Wow.
Because the government will come after you. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So things could have been better with the Liberty Dollar. It wasn't perfect. But even Bernard von Nothaus himself would tell people, hey, compete with me.
Sure.
Bring something else to the marketplace. Let's get multiple competing currencies. He didn't want to be the only guy in the market with a competing currency
for
the feds.
Funny story is, when I first came here to New Hampshire, like my first 3 months here, David, a local activist, David Krause, very heroic activist when it comes to standing up for what he believes.
He's one of my inspirations.
And he came up with this idea of a paper-backed currency.
Currency.
I'll have to go into it, but
right, yeah,
I actually explored that a little bit.
All right, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's, again, 855-453. Also, still to come, we'll talk more about the beginnings of the motion picture industry. JJ is going to dig into that a little bit, and you might be surprised about what you hear. 855-453, you take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, There's only one thing you can control, your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
I want to invite you over to the website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoyed this show, well, you can shop with us. We've got a page set up to help you do that. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon. Different Amazons for different parts of the world. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So you know Amazon. They've got great prices, free Super Saver shipping, and a whole lot of their items. They even sell used items through Amazon these days. You can go and buy whatever it is you're looking for the most part. It's hard to come up with categories of products that they don't sell at Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done, because everything you buy through shop.freetalklive.com, through the Amazon links there, helps Free Talk Live. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. However, if you're looking for audiobooks, I would suggest you get them for free. Get one of them for free, at least, over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Because why would you want to pay for them if you don't have to? All that said, once you get involved with audio, with the audiobooks, you probably want more than one, and eventually you'll find that they're very affordable. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL is where you can go to get a free gold membership and grab a free audiobook or some other form of audio information or entertainment, because it's not just books that they have there. But within the books category, they've got pretty much whatever you might be looking for, everything from classics to new releases and whatever's in between. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your first audiobook free. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we continue here, tell me briefly, JJ, about this paper-backed currency idea. What's that all about?
Sure. Initially, the idea was to create a currency in which anybody could counterfeit. It's a strange idea, albeit. But the idea is this. You create this paper currency, and it's got some fancy ink on it, and it has fancy paper, and the value of that currency is derived from what it costs to print it. So the paper, the ink. And
so 2 cents.
2 cents, yeah. 2 cents, 5 cents, whatever it is, if it's really fancy. I thought maybe it could be made more fancy by putting a holographic image on it, one of those stickers sort of things. And then that might raise it up to as much as 25 cents, depending on how expensive or affordable it is. But the idea is to decentralize the actual creation of the currency and to have some sort of, I guess, change. Like, you could trade in silver rounds and this paperbacked, and between the silver round and the paperback, you could make change for someone.
Right, because it's hard to make change out of an ounce of silver.
Exactly, unless you have 10th-ounce pieces or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for you to, let's say someone buys a $5.59 item, and they give you a silver round, which is worth $34.
Right, what do you do then?
Yeah, it's difficult. So unless you do a
credit situation. What are you going to do, give them a stack of paper? I
yeah.
mean, that's got some problems.
That is the downside, is that a paperback currency would require a lot of papers in order to actually make any sort of meaningful exchanges.
Right.
But it was something I explored. I thought through it a lot and sort of tried to come up with a solution, but in the end I kind of abandoned the idea just because it would require basically a wheelbarrow of paper.
Yeah, that's how it is in Zimbabwe, and it's not real cool.
Right, and then the price of it would actually go up. The value of it would go up. You know, you wouldn't actually put a price on it other than one unit. You would assign just a unit price to it. And then the price would go up as it costed more to...
Well, plus someone would have to be able to assess the value of it, too, right? Like somebody looking at it as a vendor, for instance, selling you a product, would have to somehow be able to accurately assess the value of the piece of paper.
That's true, but if a piece of paper is usually valued at around 5 to 10 cents, it's not, you know, it's not going to be a hard value to assess. So, oh, this is worth 5 cents? Well, yeah, I can see that. You know,
maybe.
You know, it depends.
No, it's worth 10. It's got a holograph on it.
Right, right. So it was something I thought about and just sort of, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, to be honest with you, a paper-backed currency where, you know, it's not backed by anything other than the costs of producing it.
It's fun to think about other alternatives, and sometimes it doesn't go anywhere besides thinking.
Yeah, I just couldn't make it happen.
And some people have tried to do some alternative currencies up here thus far in the Shire, here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project participants, and some have been more popular than others. Some have kind of stalled right out the gate, and nothing has really kind of caught on. The real alternative success stories have just been generally silver and gold. So, like, not one particular method of distributing silver and gold, but just generally silver and gold is pretty popular among the folks in the underground, so to speak, the people offering black market or gray market services or even products just simply not being sold above, you know, through the governmental approval system. Silver and gold are pretty popular around in general. I think Bitcoin's probably coming. It's probably upcoming as far as its popularity is concerned. People are more likely to take Bitcoin because it's more established than, say, some newbie coming into the market with his, you know, brand new currency saying, hey, take my alternative currency. I mean, there's always that first curve, if you will, that first steep, cliff that you kind of have to climb as being a brand new currency to get people to accept your currency and get people to look at it as a serious product and one that other people are going to be interested in. And I can say that that thus far I haven't been too interested, just besides curiosity, in a lot of these alternative currencies.
Well, I personally, you know, silver and gold, it's something tangible you can hold in your hand, you can bury it in the backyard, you can hold on to it, and it's going to retain its value. It's going to be something that you can trade with in the future, and it's a good reserve currency as far as I'm concerned. As far as trading it, well, it's easy to trade in person, but once you get to the internet, that's where the complications arise. And that's
Bitcoin solves that problem.
And that's exactly right, where I think Bitcoin comes in. And if between using Bitcoin, silver, and gold rounds, I think you have a pretty good
good one-two
basket.
Punch.
Yeah, a good basket of currencies.
So, well, let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here. Let's talk to Drew, listening in Iowa. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live at Ian and JJ.
Hey, Ian, JJ, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure,
really appreciate
Drew.
It.
What's on your mind tonight?
All right, well, new listener, and I was referred to by a fellow Iowan that I caucus with, and we met through the Ron Paul movement. And I sensed a little bit of his, I don't know if hostility is the right word, towards LouRockwell.com, and I've noticed it since I've started listening to you guys.
I don't know why you would sense hostility toward Lou Rockwell.
Well, based on your comments earlier, and Ian, I'm going to speak for myself, but I know you advertise with Lou. So
I'm advertising there right now.
Yeah, you obviously care and you like Lou Rockwell. I like what
he
Lou Rockwell...
He seems like a nice guy. He sat here in the studio with us.
It doesn't mean that... Well, hold on one second. It doesn't mean that we agree with every article ever written at Lou Rockwell, and we can certainly take exception with certain articles and not decry the entire website or Lou Rockwell himself.
No, to be more objective, I suppose, is, you know, how they don't solve problems. They're not talking about solutions, as opposed to what you guys mentioned tonight, if I remember correctly. They're just identifying problems.
I think that's a general critique of LouRockwell.com. Sure, it's more of a site of academics. It's more of a site of people with ideas.
People are smarter than myself. I mean,
there's some brilliant folks writing on LouRockwell.com, and I think
I would just say the link and the information given alone is enough for an individual, a free-minded individual, to decide for themselves what solution is right and fitted for them. And I yield to you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, you don't have to go, but look. The information is certainly valuable, obviously. Look at LouRockwell.com. It's the number one liberty-oriented website out there. I mean, it beats Free Talk Live by a mile. So clearly people value what they find on LouRockwell.com because information is valuable, and you can take that information, you can turn it into two ideas. But it's also valuable if you've got a mouthpiece like LouRockwell.com. If you have solutions, use it. Use it to promote those solutions. And I don't really see too many people promoting solutions on there very often. Now and then you'll see something pop up here and there, but usually it's just more of an assessment of what's wrong, and it's okay to assess what's wrong, but if you don't give people the ideas that they can, because people aren't going to come up necessarily with the best solutions on their own. A lot of times they're going to come up with the same old things that people have always come up with. We need to elect new people, or we need to have a Free State Project where I live,
right,
or whatever. And no, don't do that. We've tried those things; they don't work. So let's start from a new position and get some new ideas out there for people to take a hold of and run with.
My only thing with Lou, it's more his blog, I suppose, the blog at LouRockwell.com, and I just think that it seems that the posters at the blog, and I understand that libertarians are on the short stick of things as far as the politics game is concerned, but they do seem to be very snarky in their comments and just angry, and maybe rightly so.
That's where you are when you're alone. You're going to get angry. I used to be like that.
I have this conversation every day with a friend of mine who I'm proud to say I brought sort of into the libertarian-minded side of things. We work in a union shop where if you don't vote for the guy with the D next to their name, then you are just wrong, right?
Drew, I'd love to hear more about your conversation. You can stick with us here, and we'll bring you back in hour number three. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. Hour three is next. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.